good.
Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. I'm back with another video. Got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And there's a bit of housekeeping I need to do. First of all, I don't know if I'm going to sound different. I just have the microphone position lower because I've done a big switch up of things over here. So my microphone's just a little lower than normal. If it's a problem, let me know and I'll try to figure out a way to get it back to its normal length. But I don't think it's that big of an issue. I think that the mic is good enough to carry my voice anyway. Plus, it's pretty loud. Also, I made a big fuck up, and you'll notice a video of mine was completely deleted off MGTOW.TV. I did that. Here's what happened. I thought that somebody from MGTOW.TV, like the staff or something, was unfeaturing my videos that I would feature. And I was getting really upset because it was killing my views and nobody was watching anything. And I'm like, how am I getting so many subscribers when nobody's watching my content? Well, it turns out that there was a weird bug on the website where if you would go to edit a video after it was featured, which is something I do a lot because I would usually upload my videos first and then as I'd edit them, I would go ahead and, you know, add the thumbnails and information and all that kind of stuff. Well, if you do that, it takes it off the featured list. It was a bug. But as a pro member, I have the ability to feature any video I want for any reason that I want. And if Amber, you know, doesn't like it, he can just delete the video and that's all there is to it. So there hasn't been any issue there. And me and Amber, we've talked about it and he was very cool about it. He basically got me back into the forum. I said that I'd been banned and that was something that, again, was just an error and they fixed that. And we even have a sub forum for the channel called the Grim Lord's Corner. So you guys can check that out and I will hopefully be in there soon to talk with you guys about, you know, different things, what you guys want me to do. And I tested this with the Ditzy Demons, and apparently you guys don't like the Ditzy Demons. And they did not get nearly as big of a pull, and I know they were featured because I looked at it. Two people watched that video. That was not something that featured helped. So if people are not into it, then hey, I'll do something else. There's other hentai out there. It's probably just not your thing. Not everybody digs that Moe J shit, and I just thought it was kind of silly and funny. And maybe be the fact that there was a mosaic on the penis. Like, oh, no, we can't have the penis censored. That's too much. I was like, really, guys? But, you know, I know there's Puritans out there, so we'll work with that. Anyway, so we got that fixed, and there's some other things that have gone on. More or less, everybody's been talking about the fact that Myron Gaines worked for the feds. It shocked me. I didn't know, but again, you're really not supposed to know. Like, I mean, if you can tell somebody worked for the feds, then they're not doing a very good job. And Amber, of course, the owner, he mentioned in a comment section below that he'd also done some work with the feds. Again, I'm not saying that MGTOW.TV or even Fresh and Fit is some kind of honeypot. Which, I mean, there's guys accusing it of, oh, they're coming after the PUAs. They're going to say we're all terrorists and we all hate women. And I mean, I don't see that. I don't honestly see that. I know that they're watching, and I've said this several times before, I know they're watching guys that are talking about yeeting women, which is what TFM talked about was a no-no. And he also said that's a good way for a fed to basically investigate you. If you're literally talking about yeeting women, doing any kind of, you know, I know we talk about hockey mask time. I know we talk about that. Basically, when a man has had enough of a woman and loses his shit. We know that's a situation, but, you know, I understand guys' frustration there. However, if you're going around, oh, we need to get rid of all the ones, you know, stupid stuff like that. Any fed that's onto your onto you, you're pretty much giving them a dead, you know, like a trail of breadcrumbs right to you. And I said, oh, well, this guy has the potential to go out and do harm to people. I mean, if you're thinking about harming a whole bunch of people and causing, you know, mass whatever to a whole bunch of people, yeah, you're probably going to be targeted by the federal government. I mean, and that's your stupidity. You know, I know there's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. We live in trying times. But it's probably not a good idea to go say you want to harm people. And remember my motto. Everybody is a Fed on the internet. Remember my motto. Everybody has the potential of being a federal agent on the internet. No matter how big of a friend they are to you or a cool person that helped you out, they could be a federal agent. And again, they don't have to tell you. It was up to Gaines to reveal his identity. And he even said that he might come back. He said he left on good terms. He doesn't see a reason why he couldn't come back. And he may be gathering reconnaissance. He may have found out that the Manosphere might not be quite as bad. Maybe he was trying to look for people that were really dangerous. And maybe people that have given him money. Of course, people were saying if you gave him money, you're probably on a list. But I think a lot of people are on a list, especially in this community. Again, though, I don't even think that has to do with Manosphere. I think that has to do with the vaccines in general. And of course, you know, the most popular video on Mingtoe.tv right now happens to be from Dogic, and it's a video about how the vaccine is like injecting yourself with a HIV. Yeah, it's got 375 views right now. It's doing very, very well. It's a top video. And I mean, I don't know.
Well, right now they know more about the effects of heroin than they do the effects of the
vaccine.
Vaccine,
right? And we're not seeing good things about this vaccine. We're definitely not seeing good things about this vaccine at all. Tens of thousands of people are dying, according to what I have been told recently. Blood clots.
Catch it and you can still pass it.
Yeah, and according to the BBC, people that have the vaccine have just as much of a concentration as the virus as people that don't have the vaccine. We're just trying to give you facts right from their sources. And they keep trying to say, oh, if we vax everybody, though, it'll get rid of it. But we could just be making it stronger.
Yeah.
Because they already talked about Lambda, and they talked about another variant that was found, the B1621 variant in Louisiana as well. Which is weird, because Louisiana just had really awful weather. I don't know if that could spread the shit, people in panic running around. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I'm not a fucking virologist. I don't know anything about this shit. But all I will say is that I think it's very dangerous. I mean, even one of my bosses was talking about it at my job. Basically said that the person and the partner was not going to get the vaccine, and if they forced it, they would find another job. Even being at the position they are.
Oh, yeah.
It was just too dangerous. And there is this one thing about the vaccine. Now, one of my guys confirmed that it didn't happen when he asked his parents to do it. But basically, if you first get the vaccine, you know, it'll leave a big square indentation, which is really weird. But they said if you take a magnet and you put it on that square indentation, the magnet will stick to that indentation like it's an actual magnet.
Yeah.
And that is really crazy. Now, Winter actually provided some stuff from different sources about it, showing it, basically videos showing that that can happen. So go ahead and look it up yourself, you know, on all your favorite alt tech sites, because, you know, YouTube's not going to say anything about this. But, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Why is your vaccine magnetic? That's just bizarre to me.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. And they're talking about, you know, again, 3 to 6, you know, even my boss was saying that. 3 to 6 years, like we were talking about right here on my show. I was pretty shocked. I'm just sitting there eating my lunch in the break room, and my boss is going over the same things I just talked about here on the show. And I'm like, wow. So I went into detail. I talked about the miscarriages. I talked about the splitting of the brain. I talked about all the things. They're talking about a headache that no pain reliever can cure. Yeah. That sounds awful. As a guy that deals with horrible sinus pains as it is, yeah. That would be a nightmare for me. That would be an absolute nightmare for me.
And two, I don't know how many people are followers of the Bible or anything, but if you ever looked at Revelations, it is starting to sound more like the mark. Because
right.
Because, you know, the mark of the beast is supposed to be, you had to have it in order to buy or sell. Right now, you know, some places are requiring it for you to be able to travel or enter
yep.
buildings
yep.
or all kinds of things. Buildings where you have to buy things. I feel like it's a test to see what they can start to control you more with. And, you know, because people were just going along with it. You think about how crazy it is for people to, like, just get the vaccine. Like, what does it do? I don't know. Just get it. You know, what the fuck?
Right. Right.
Yeah, it makes me sick. You know, all your life you have people telling you about be careful about what you put in your body. They trying to put stuff in there they don't even know what it does to them.
Right.
They just think they know what it does to them.
Yeah, it's really bad. And I mean, you're talking about the Bible. We really are in the end times. I mean, Drexel was talking about it. It's true. We're there. Think about it. Think about the fact that role models for young girls are promoting a pornographic website. And I'm not even going to go into detail and say, oh, you can cook on there. The majority of this website, as I have gone through, is pornography, sex trafficking, humiliation, child pornography.
Yeah.
And we have role models for women that women look up to or supposed to look up to that our own president and our government has worked with and our entertainment media supports telling young girls and women
to
go to this OnlyFans website, which of course they're going to. And these are young people. These are the youth being told to go exploit their bodies. That's right out of fucking Sodom and Gomorrah. Like, that's end time shit. You know, I'm not the most religious person, but I will say that there's definitely a lot of things happening in the Bible that are worth noting. Things are definitely happening. And people need to really kind of take note. I think we're to the point now where we can't just say, oh, they were saying that 600 years ago. Okay, sure. But now we're literally in those days to where things are starting to even kind of catch me as kind of sus. I'm like, hold on a second now. This is real degeneracy. I was actually listening to a heavy metal record. I can't talk about it because I'm still working it in the industry. But at the end of that heavy metal record, it's a band from Texas. They were posting, they had a song. It wasn't necessarily them as a band, but they were taking clips talking about how hell is real. And there was one, I think it was John Hagee. I never really did like this guy. You know, I always say he was against Pokemon. But he said, people no longer fear God. He said, people no longer have a fear of God. And that really hit me. I was like, well, you're right. People don't have a fear of God anymore. Yeah. And because they don't have a fear of God, they just want to go ahead and do whatever they want. And of course, yeah, we do the hentai and all that stuff. Of course, I know that I'm no fucking saint by any mean of the word, but there is an issue when we have lost all sense of morality and we are just doing the most as a society. What is this? They got this new challenge on TikTok. Everybody's trying to... I mean, even young girls are trying to do it. I mean, I remember things used to be a little crazy back when I was a teenager. Obviously, sex was involved. And we can even look at old movies that were kind of perverted, like Porky's and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that didn't have young girls going out there doing all these sexual dances. We weren't sexualizing the children. We knew the difference between a child and a teenager and an adult. And I got really hit. Really hit. Because I mentioned, I guess, to a bunch of progressive lefties, women, that I was in a, I want to say, non-sexual relationship with a 17-year-old in my early 20s, which wasn't unheard of back in the day. And, oh, they gave me shit. They called me everything you can think of. I was like, okay, we didn't kiss. We didn't have sex. We held hands. She sat on my lap was the most horrible thing. And not even like that, folks. She sat on my knee. Because I'm a tall guy. She sat on my knee. And she hugged me. That was about it. No kissing. No sex. Nothing like that. And by the way, I was a friend of the family for a long time before we even decided to date. And she was 17 going on 18, you know, so she was making that decision. Her father was for it. And of course, all these people were like, oh, well, her father just like old guys and wanted to humiliate her with old guys. They kept coming up with all this shit out of the woodwork to kind of make me look like the worst person in the world. They'll do anything
they can to fit their prerogative.
And I talked narrative. And I talked to the girl that started that basically her page where all this stuff was. And she and her boyfriend were talking about it. And he says, you know, is it really that big of a deal? Because if a 21-year-old can go up with a 51-year-old, what's that big of a deal with a 21-year-old and like a 17-year-old? They're not even really that far apart. And I mean, I can even say that the girls that I would date now, they're like in their early 30s now. I'm 36. That's not really that far apart, folks. Like, I mean, it's really just bizarre to think about it like that. Well, yeah. But they just completely tore me apart. They thought I was the biggest pervert and everything, and they were making fun of the fact, like, oh, it's a phoebophilia. Oh, you're not a pedophile. You're in a phoebophilia. And it's like, look, in most countries, the age of consent is 16, and even younger than that. I actually checked it out. I went online, and they're like, and then this one person was like, oh, by Japan, it's by prefecture. I'm like, yeah, I know it's by prefecture. But that doesn't mean anything. Because that's the majority of the age. And what was it, Nigeria? It was like 12? I was like, yeah. But here in the United States, and in most areas, the age of consent is 16. And I said, we always had a saying that if you're under 16, 15 will get you 20. So we didn't mess with anybody that was younger than that because that was always considered, that's not age of consent. You can't do that. And, I mean, it wasn't even consent to sex. It was consent to dating back then. Believe it or not, there was a lot of people that weren't just ready to jump in and have sex with people right off the bat. Like, you wanted to kind of get to know somebody first before you jumped into bed with them. You know, you wanted to be comfortable around somebody. So when we say consent, people think consent to sex. No, it was a consent to dating. We were talking about that you couldn't date somebody if they were a certain age. We weren't even talking about sex. Sex came much later.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I've already got the puzzle solved.
I know.
I know it's pre-recorded. But
I know.
It's like that video where they're like, where does the round peg go? The round peg. That's right. What's in the square peg? And the dude, they're having meltdowns.
Okay. For context, DP's watching me play Fearmonium. And right now, you guys are glad you're not looking at the screen. Because he's basically watching me solve a block puzzle that I had a lot of trouble on that he's already solved in five, 10 minutes ago?
Last?
Obviously, my coordination skills.
It's not a coordination thing, buddy.
It's an intelligence thing, I guess. I know, you have to push that on. I know.
You need to push it and stop under the thing.
Not where I have it. It needs to go right there on that end. And then you push, yes.
I can't make heads or tails of it. Damn it!
I know, you're freaking out. I'm sorry. I did solve the puzzle.
Eventually.
Eventually. But no, as I'm saying, no. Okay.
And that's the end of our podcast. Oh, he's solved.
But here's the... Here's the
it only took the whole show.
Here's the thing, though, guys, because I have more to say. Because we were talking about this. And basically, okay, one of the girls on there, I was making fun of one's grammar. And one of the girls popped in, and she was an editor. She was a literal fucking editor. And, like, I mean, she's like, oh, I have all these things under my belt, which she did. And she was pretty hot. I'll admit, she was attractive. But I said, well, she's single. And then I noticed another one said she was single, because I'm looking, I'm just like... I said to her, because I was going to have her on the show, but I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But anyway, I said, why are all these women single? They're beautiful. And she said to me, she said, she's married and she's got her baby. She just had a baby. And she looked really good for just had a baby.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she said, no. The reason why they have single is because she's a sex worker.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and said, is this like a lot of the girls? She says, yeah. She says, actually, a lot of the girls on my, that are on my friends list, a lot of my friends, they are sex workers. They were all liberal, hardcore. They're all that way, colored hair, goth. All that kind of stuff, which, again, that was a thing I was into. Not the liberal thing, but the goth thing. But they all went hardcore liberal. Almost,
they go hand in hand now.
Yeah, they go hand in hand now. And occult, they're talking about, I'll give you an astrology, tarot reading, whatever. But then she's like, I'm also a sex worker. And I was like, oh, okay. And I said, well, you're talking about, what are you talking about? A video and picture or a working girl? And she said, no, videos and pictures. I said, yeah, I don't think her husband would pimp out his wife. But,
you'd be surprised how many did.
I know, but this guy didn't. And I was basically getting into an argument with him and her, who were both giving me shit. And I said to her, look, I said, I think a lot of these people are guilty of the thing that I've talked about, be it a young man or a younger man or younger woman.
Oh, yeah.
But they just don't want to say anything about it because they don't want to get ruined. And you know what she said to me? She said, to be absolutely honest, I can't be the kind of person I want to be because of these people. They're my friends, and I respect them, and I respect basically where she is. But she says, if I came out with a lot of the things I believe in, these people would tear me apart. So she's literally admitting to me that, look, these are my friends and I respect them. And she says, you know what? Me and my boyfriend, we're actually a little bit transphobic. We don't actually get it. And I mean, and she says, I have trans friends. She says, I have numerous trans friends. I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. I don't think it works biologically. And, My boyfriend believes the same. My boyfriend is monogamous. He doesn't believe in polygamy. There was a lot of people that were into polygamy over there on her, in her friend list. Because I would look at the, you know, I'd look at their profiles.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all like proud polygamy. She, her, him, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, she says, I can't mention this stuff. And that's one of the biggest things. It's like, they've even alienated people that have differing views because they're scared death of being destroyed. And we've talked about this. But what's different, gentlemen, is when we talk about it and we assume it and we get actual evidence, word of mouth evidence from the person saying, no, this is real. I can't say what I want to say. I can't talk about what I want to talk about because they'll tear me apart. And I want to get her on.
Well, now, I'll tell you, too, about the transphobic. There's a lot of people in support of the transphobic movement that would probably, when they think hard about it, they most likely, like, this doesn't make sense. It's not biologically viable or reasonable. It's more a disorder than it is actual lifestyle choice. Like bulimia. You wouldn't say, man, they were born to be bulimic. It just like you'd say that boy was meant to be a girl. It does not make any sense.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, I wanted to bring her on, but here's the weird thing that happened. We were talking. All of a sudden, and remember, she has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She goes over to me and she says, I'm really acting cunty right now. I need, you know what? I'll just read the post. I'll read the post. I think it's important because I want to get your guys' opinion on this. All right. She basically says to me, I'm not going to read everything, but she said, may I be the worst human ever because I have low BG and my mom is ignoring me. I have low BG, blood glucose. Could you insert all cash transfer apps to me, like 20 or so, for something while I'm here? I'm panicking and will absolutely pay you back as soon as possible. And I was like, well, I'm probably never going to see this money again.
Nope.
And, wow. I mean, it was weird because I'm like, what about the boyfriend? You're trying to get a hold of your mother, and your mother's not helping you, but you've got a boyfriend. And if you have low blood glucose and you have a boyfriend, he should be paying that money. I mean, if he's the one dating you.
You know, that's ridiculous because I'm telling you, that's a scam. I can look at it and tell you it's a scam, or listen to it. That's the same.
I'll tell you what I did. I'm doing an experiment to see if I'm going to get that money back, which I know I'm not going to. I'm gonna see if she. Well, see, here's the thing. This is what I'm doing, gentlemen. If she gives me the money back, I'll let her on the show. If she doesn't give me my money back, then I will cancel her appearance on the show, and she won't get a chance to talk. Because number one, if she's not gonna be trustworthy enough to give me actual money back, and actually respect what I stand for and, you know, stuff like that, then how can I trust her to be in the server to do a show? How can I trust that she's not going to come back and say things? Like, even if she says, okay, they won't let me speak, how do I know she's not going to go back on their side? How do I know that things won't change? So what I'm saying is the money is a big deal. If she literally pays me money back, by the way, she has not responded to me in 2 days, and I have not sent a message in 2 days. Yeah. I've not even sent a message. The last thing she sent me was her PayPal email address. I've not asked about money. I'm literally waiting on her to do it. And if she does not send me that money by the time we're supposed to do a show, then guess what? We're not doing it.
Or penalization does she have to do? I mean, some people are just good people and willing to do that. But if I have no way of physically getting a hold of someone, the chances are they're going to run off with that money.
Oh, they can definitely. I mean, she can definitely. She has my PayPal email. She can give me that money right back in a heartbeat. The problem is, will she actually do it? And yeah. I don't think she will.
Because
and again,
the internet's full of people like that, though.
And her penalty.
They'll talk to you, and they'll have conversations for days or weeks.
Because I've known this woman for a long time.
Yeah.
We've been friends since, I want to say, 2010, 12. So it's been a while we've been talking online and voice chat and even phone conversations. Yeah, we've done even full video chats. So I've known her for a while. And I'm like, okay, so do you still trust me enough as a friend to give me back. It's only $20.
No one in person.
If it was, I tell you one thing though, guys. Too different. I tell you one thing though, guys. If she asked for $100, was no way in hell she would have gotten that. $20? Yeah, $20 is not a problem. $20 is like the price of a DVD to me.
The road ask for like a buck or spare change because if they ask for $100,
nobody's going to give it to them.
They're never going
to
get it.
So that's why I'm thinking, if she sends me another message, oh, I need another $20. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm out. I'm completely out. Oh, I can't help you.
Don't worry. She asks probably 20 other people for 20.
I'll bet. And if that's the case,
she probably got it. And why would she? Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. She's not getting another 20. That's it. I'm not doing that shit.
She wouldn't have gotten the first.
I know. But again, I'm gauging her appearance on this. If she doesn't give me back that money, she is not going on this show because I don't trust her. And that sucks because this woman is a former therapist, licensed therapist, and a former drug counselor. You think she'd have better morals? You think she'd have better morals?
That sounds more like a meth head. Give me $20. Come on, man, I suck your dick.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of...
Well, she's a former heroin addict. A former heroin addict, and she had to work herself off that, and she got into drug counseling and therapy, and then she decided she wanted to go to school and learn that herself, which she definitely did. She also was an EMT. So this woman's done a lot of work in the medical field and mental health field, and I figured, you know, maybe she would be... a little more, like, have a little bit more of a moral sense to give me back fucking $20. She said AS. She said ASAP. Capital letters. ASAP. So we will see. When I get the money back, she'll go on the show. But if I never, ever get this money back, you will never see this guest. I can promise you that. If she asks, I say, hey, are you gonna do the show? And it's like, I don't know. You got that $20 for me? You know, I mean, I'm seriously going to do that. I'm
going to be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see $20 again.
That's why it was only $20.
The next $20 you see is going to be your next paycheck.
Right. The next $20.
Oh, now I got $20. Yeah,
I got $20.
I got a couple of $20.
I got a couple of $20s now. I mean, $20 is nothing. I got a bunch of $20s stashed in my safe right now. But what I'm saying is... you know, it's the principle, gentlemen. If you're not going to give me, if you're not going to trust me enough to fucking give me the money that I loaned you, and it's a small $20 loan, I mean, I should go with interest. That's just then now you owe me 30. But I'm not going to...
Yeah, if you ain't seeing 20, you ain't going to see 30.
I know I ain't going to see 30. But again, it just shows you.
Man, you'll see a pair of tits before you'll see 30.
Yeah, it's like, oh, here's my... I want the $20. You sure?
$20. No, I saw your tits. Actually, you owe me money now.
Yeah, you owe me a little bit more money now. Yeah, $40.
Roll those puppies back up.
But no, it's kind of sad because she did have a good viewpoint and... she's actually one of those rare girls in the anime and wife. She actually had this app called Reality, which allows you to basically create an anime avatar and move around with it and talk with it and stuff, which is pretty cool. Like, I guess a VTuber thing. I mean, I like that, and she kind of understands our community. I met her in a hentai group. And what really caught me off guard... is I kept arguing with the editor chick, the one that was like had the baby and was a sex worker. She says to me, because we're talking about Japan and mosaics, and she's saying, no, Japan, because I was telling her how mosaics work, how mostly the dick is censored, but the vagina and a lot of other stuff is not censored, because that's just how their culture is. And she's like, no, that's not how mosaics work. So I went into bold detail and started talking about how every company and different games do their mosaics and why Japanese culture does mosaics a certain way. And she comes back and she says, well, you can stop talking about your creepy 2D anime porn stuff. I was like, okay, so basically all you're doing now is trying to shame me, which a lot of women did,
which
by the
is
way.
When someone's losing yeah. an argument.
Well, women do that because that's part of their, that's
or
their,
don't have a, or
that's
if
their
it's
toolbox.
Threatening their point of view.
That's their toolbox to shame a man. They yeah. think they can shame a man.
I'll
and there was one in there particular that was trying to do that. Oh, well, you're single and blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, what does that have to do with anything I just said? I was like, oh, you're a loser and nobody would date you. And I'm like, and then she'll say, nobody here agrees with your points. Meanwhile, my friend actually got in there and said, I was trolling the whole fucking time. You thought that I was actually fucking around, you know, but no, I was making them think I was agreeing with them. But I was actually just fucking with them the whole time and they're stupid enough to believe it. So... You know, I'm not sure who's right and who's wrong. She could be filling me full of shit. But at the same time, guys, it's... I mean, it would have been an interesting thing, but it's probably a risk for the channel to have her on.
Oh, no. That's who'd you give all your money to? Oh, this accountant. If I don't see it again...
Right.
They're not coming on the show.
Well, it's not... Again... It's $20. I understand $20 is $20, but, you know, for me, I work hard. I don't blow. I mean, I spent more on fucking Psychonauts right now than I did on that girl. And, oh my God, man. Psychonauts had better be amazing for the amount of money I paid for it. 13-hour campaign, I paid $60 for it. That better be fucking worth its weight in gold. I cannot believe I paid $60 for that game. I thought it was going to be like, you know, $30 or $40. It's not that big a deal. Like, no, we're going to charge $60 for this game right out. Not even a discount, man. We didn't even get a discount
for it.
How
new is it?
It just came out.
What? I mean, there you go. It depends. You know, most PS4s, PS5s start out at $60.
I know. It's so stupid, though. They're like, oh, you can beat this game in a day. $60.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus.
Well, I mean, there's a few games that I can beat in a day, but I, you know, if I pace myself, I can go several days.
Oh, I know. I know. We're talking about that. But I know for sure I'm not getting this money back. I mean, again, though, if I see it, I may consider, but I don't think I'm going to see it. It's been a couple days. Now, I don't know if she's got this job or whatever she's got. She ought to be able to give me this money, like that.
I'll tell you.
Like a snap. I'm not getting that money.
Don't make this a habit of, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $50.
Oh, hell no.
If I sing it back, you can be on my show.
Hell no. This.
He's like, I never have a guest on and I'm always broke.
This is an experiment. Oh, no. This is an experiment. Because I rarely ever have guests on. And I'm like, look, if you value me, you're going to fucking give me that money back. And if she doesn't give me that money back, then that's all there is to it. I was like, I guess you're just not going to be on the show then. Because how could I trust you if you're not even giving me my damn money back? That I mean, it wouldn't expect a fucking crackhead. And again, it's 20 bucks might be some for a bunch of people. It's not for me. I mean, I'm not giving everybody $20.
This part of the world, that's a lot of stretch.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm giving everybody $20. But this is an experiment because I've known this woman for years and years and years. And I'm like, okay, how much do you value this friendship? It looks like she just wanted to extract that little bit of resources from me and then ghost. And now, if she goes...
All right, I'll put it to you this. I've got a few friends mm-hmm. from the Philippines. If one of the girls hit me up, like, hey, could I borrow 20 bucks? Like, I've been friends with them online for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna...
Well, it's also that. Well, that's also the Philippines. That's also the Philippines,
I don't
dude.
Care if...
The Philippines.
A town away. I don't trust them.
The Philippines. It's okay. I mean.
Oh, I go the crazy Philippines. About someone talking to me and wanting to go mm-hmm. on a date and then wanting to borrow money.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, no.
No.
And they're like, I'm good for it. You know, I live in so and so and so. And I'm like, We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't buy it. You know, I was like,
again,
if you've only started talking to me and you're already asking for money, your friend base isn't very
Nor will I respond back to her about this. I have not talked to her. I've said nothing. It's like, if you don't value me enough to give my money back, then why in the hell should I continue talking to you? That's the thing, because I've talked to this girl for years and years and years. There's a point where we actually gone a date.
How long has it been since you've given her money?
Never.
How long? You said you gave her $20.
About a day or two.
Day or two? Yeah.
I'll give her a week. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt for a week. But after that, if I'm not getting this money back...
But if she didn't have money for a week, a week ain't going to change that. But... She got a boyfriend. He's done gave her several $20 bills.
Yeah. So. That's kind of what... Well, see, the thing is, it didn't dawn on me that she had a boyfriend until after I was like, oh, hold on a second. She has a boyfriend.
Well, yeah, we smoked together in the alley. Like, no!
Yeah, she has a boyfriend. And I'm like, why the hell, why isn't he giving her his money? And if she's got this job, which I don't know, maybe she lost it due to the pandemic, because I don't know what the fuck happened. Maybe she's doing sex work on OnlyFans. I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it. I haven't seen any OnlyFans for her. That's weird. Usually these thoughts are going to tell you about their OnlyFans within 10 minutes of meeting them. By the way, I was like, no, thank you. I don't want to see your nudes. But, anyway, let's get on with this.
I'm not normally friends with ugly women. But
she's not that bad looking.
I'm friendly to everybody. I don't know who she is. I'm just saying, you sounded like she might not be very attractive.
Well, hold on. I'll show you a picture. She looks better when she's all makeuped up because she can do, like, the modeling and all that kind of
stuff. You know, when she's on one of her heroin binges, oh, she's so hot.
Lol.
You know, the last time I saw her in an opium den, that really turned my motor running.
Now, she goes... a little crazy with the piercings.
Yeah.
But she, I don't know.
If she can afford piercings, she can afford
$20. She can afford
$20. Oh, yeah. Well, she had to get another piercing. I bet she looks very plain without all that makeup and piercings.
Hold on. There's a picture. Because, she'll do all that. She has a very weird... she has the model, aesthetic with her body and all that. She can actually do that. We used to talk about that a lot when she was a little younger. Let me see. She has one of her old things up here. Where is it?
Well, shoot, I got a six-pack in my old photos.
I know that. Oh, that's her without her makeup. Well, not really. She's got low makeup on that one. Her and the... Yeah.
Oh, that's a goofy looking... you ain't seeing that, buddy.
Probably not.
I wouldn't look at her and not even... No, I don't need therapy that bad.
That's her now.
I'm not getting therapy for someone that looks more messed up than I. I'm sorry. She does not look like she's got a head on her I'm not saying you should ever just judge a book by its cover.
Right.
I've already heard the $20 story, you see.
Right.
And I'm very frugal when it comes to hanging on to my cash money.
Given the pictures, do you think I'm going to get my $20 back? Look at that.
Lord, you're more liable to see back alley blowjob photos than you are $20.
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's really giving him the therapy. Oh, man. He's working out his demons.
I don't know, man. Just, Yep, that's her.
And then she sees this, like, oh, well, that's what they think. They sure ain't seeing $20. No.
Okay,
no.
We're going to read the chats and then go right into articles.
You can't be over there like, oh, it's because of you, what you think of me that you're not going to see that 20. No, it was going to be you the whole time.
Okay. Found a thought, huh? Invader says, found a thought, huh? Oh, never mind. Invader Tech, but we're not PUA. Also, I thought TFM got yeeted due to saying to take away women's rights. He did, but it was a bunch of other things. I could be a Fed, you could be a Fed, this guy could be a Fed, that chick could be a Fed. Granted, I'm not a Fed, and yes, I know that's what a Fed would tell you. I like to think we're all on list, but the glowies are just laughing at us and thinking we're retards. Yes. You guys are not muted in the show channel. However, I've got the volume on so low that even if you guys talked, nobody would pick you up.
Evil.
Let's see. Three letters. WAP, Invader Tech says. Well, of course people don't have a fear of God. They don't believe he exists. Cough, cuties, cough. 16 is the youngest I'd go. Maybe 15, it depends. Age of consent in the U.S. is by state, but most have it at 16. Richard says, oh, Richard. That's the incel guy that we're going to interview tomorrow, hopefully, with Phil.
Yeah,
he says, WAP was the last straw. I was like, thank you for joining us, Richard. And Vader Tech, this obsession with sex. Pretty sure the Bible said that'd be a thing in the end times. Then he says, sliding block puzzles are assholes.
Oh, yeah.
Winter, the Sodom stuff in the Bible was even beyond some people simply being slutty. It's the level of everyone must be promiscuous with everyone else, regardless of their circumstance and who they are.
Oh, it's trying to be forced on you now. Because if you even think, if you want to be another gender or all that, you're wrong. Or I'm evil for thinking you shouldn't be trans. Or, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Whiplash the BDSM bandit says.
Well, that sounds like a straightforward fella.
This stuff about not being able to speak what you believe around your friends unless you're good with those bridges being burned is alarmingly common and sad, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. And Oshione says either it's the end times or the rulers looked at the events going on and went, and there's a PNG, but unfortunately I'm not seeing it. Invader says pussies are censored too, at least in hentai anime. Oshione has posted a picture of an anime girl just throwing money into the...
Oh,
gamers throwing money like, you'd be shocked with how many can do it at home. What? Shocked with what? How many can do what at home, Oshione? You gotta explain that to me before we start the articles. Are you talking about therapy at home or the sex stuff at home? What are you talking about? Oh, piercing themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
One of my brothers pierced his own ears and who knows what else.
Who knows what else? Good Lord. Hey, we got a full house. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Now, let's see here. What have we got? Article repository. Because let's get some articles. Also, the anime girl throwing money is Mako from Kill la Kill.
I like Kill la Kill.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Now, there's so many good articles. So many good articles from this guy. Florida woman gets naked, causes thousands of damage to Outback Steakhouse. Like, see, that's stuff that we're going to go...
That's just from looking at her.
That's stuff that we're going to go through with Phoenix. Cocaine disguised as cake.
I would have never believed it if they had said Golden Crab. Like, nah, that's 10.50 at the most.
Man gets six kidney beans stuck in urethra.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Things people will do on a dare. I don't care. You couldn't dare me to do that.
A Miami paramedic had sex with a patient. Jesus. Again, this is the stuff we'll be talking about.
You're saving lives, my gosh.
Man turns himself into black alien by removing nose and top lip. Oh, my God.
Trying to be Oh, that's a different one. You know, there's a few of those trying to be a genderless alien. And some crazy junk. And I'm like, just say you're gay. I mean, you don't have to be a genderless alien to be a gay one.
Now, again, we've already talked with the OnlyFans porn ban. However, let's go ahead and just kind of just go briefly over this article from Variety, shared by Hoshioni. Let's see what we got here. Variety.com, it says, OnlyFans drops porn ban, will continue to allow sexually explicit content by Todd Spangler. OnlyFans drop plans to ban pornography from its service less than a week after the UK content creator subscription site had announced the change, citing the need to comply with policies of banking partners. On Wednesday, the company said it secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community, suggesting that it has new agreements with banks to pay OnlyFans content creators, including those who share sexually explicit material. Thank you, everyone, for making your voices heard. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change, the company said in a tweet. OnlyFans stands for inclusion, and we will continue to provide a home for all creators, the company said. An OnlyFans spokesperson declined to say which bank or banks it has new or received renewed payment processing agreements with. The proposed October 1st, 2021 changes are no longer required due to banking partners' assurances that OnlyFans can support all genres of creators, the rep said. So was this all much ado about nothing? Let's see. That's it. There's a little bit more here. OnlyFans may have been able to resolve its conflict of banks, some which refused to do business by the site, by going public with the issue and publicizing the large amount of money that flows through the site on the order of $300 million in payouts a month. It's a lot of money. OnlyFans founder and CEO Tim Stokely put the blame for the porn ban on banks. In an interview with the Financial Times published August 24th, saying that banks including JP Morgan Chase, Bank of New York Mellon, and UK's Metro Bank had cut off OnlyFans' ability to pay creators. The furious backlash among OnlyFans creators also certainly pushed the company to quickly resolve the problem. OnlyFans' decision to ban porn had infuriated sex workers who have relied on the site to support themselves. In frustration, some adult creators have already nixed their OnlyFans pages and moved to alternate platforms. Founded in 2016, the site claims to have more than 130 million registered users and over 2 million creators. While OnlyFans grew to popularity largely based on its porn-friendly policy, the company has been looking to reach wider audiences. For example, it launched OFTV, a streaming app that excludes sexually explicit content, in part to obtain distribution on platforms that disallow porn. OFTV is available on Android, iOS, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Android TV, and Samsung Smart TV. OnlyFans has been able to attract some celebrities, which include OnlyFans accounts like Bad Barbie, Cardi B, Jordan Woods, Bella Thorne, Amber Rose, Black Chyna, Ruby Rose, and Tana Mongeau.
Now, I'll tell you part of it is, I do think on OnlyFans, they are kind of doing what YouTube was doing, which was starting to ban all the content that was actually getting it views in order to put their content on there. And like, hey, watch us, instead of, watch what made us special in the first place. But, OnlyFans, all that porn and people blowing money on just something that's free anyway. It may not be a waste of money to everyone, but, it's definitely a waste of your time.
Okay, so we've got an article here from KMPH.com, which I believe is the Fox 26 News out of whatever state this is. Okay. Police say man was masturbating when he crashed in Fresno.
I mean, We've all been there.
Okay. Police say a man crashed into two cars Monday morning because he was distracted. The 31-year-old Asbed Vassalian pulled his pants down while driving and started to masturbate in the area of West Henderson Avenue and North Riverside Drive in Northwest Fresno. It happened around 10:15 in the morning near the marketplace at the El Paseo Shopping Center. They say Vassalian got... Okay, his name is Vassalian. Got out of the car following the crash and walked away from the scene of the accident. A Fresno County Sheriff's deputy detained Vassalian after located him at a nearby Dickie's Barbecue. No one was injured in the incident. Fresno police and the ambulance arrived and Vassalian was taken to the hospital to be checked out. They say Vassalian was cited for a misdemeanor hit and run. So, okay. Well, basically, it just goes to show you we need fucking brothels. And I'm pretty sure, like Drexel says, within 3 to 5 years, we're going to have prostitution legal.
I mean, if you got to be told not to masturbate while driving...
Well, I'm just saying that he needs to hit the brothel before he goes to work. And that's what a lot of people did do in areas where that happens. Oh, by the way, Richard said something really interesting, and I'm going to share it with you.
Yeah.
Richard gets paid by the UK government to basically have sex with hookers. Because it is legal in Britain. Now, here's how this works. Basically, they give him money out of the disability so that he can go see these hookers. And you know how much you want to know the real price of a hooker? Sure. That's not cheap. These hookers, he says it costs... And by the way, this is not... full service. The girlfriend experience is costing him 500 euros a service.
Which you can pretty much, in American dollars, that's 600. About
$600 to $1,000.
500 euros. $600 to $1,000. Like $2.
Yep. $600 to $1,000. I'd say about $1,000. So we're literally saying you're going to be paying. If you go see a prostitute in the United States when this is legal, these girls will be trying to charge you from legal brothels $1,000 per visit.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the average pay for someone in that area would be.
Yeah.
Or how much their disability
but
is.
But we're talking about that. Basically, that's like a quarter of the price of a doll. So you buy three, you pay three fucking...
Well,
hookers.
I imagine if they're not getting a doll, there's a reason.
Well,
they want
that's
live
the
women.
Thing, though. Our man Richard wants a doll.
Yeah.
He wants a doll, so that's why I've got. Oh, like I said, he and Phil are going to be on hopefully tomorrow night to talk about all this. Of course, you guys will see this later, which means the interview will probably be posted shortly after, because I always record. And then I post, you know, everything, like, within that week.
I think if you got a doll, depending on what your goal... Well, now, like you're not really looking relationship-wise.
Like
there's others that may use it as a pacifier to, you know, subside their urges until...
Now, hold on. To be fair, this is what Phil said, and I stand by it. Phil said... If you just want, like, a companion, you know, something to have sex with or something like that, dolls will do that for you. But if you want something to pat you on the head and tell you how good of a boy you are, dolls will not be able to do that for you. And that's exactly what, more or less, Richard is wanting. He's wanting a woman to basically act like, you know, the girlfriend. Oh, how are you doing, honey? And blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I mean, he's paying for a woman to say that thing and do that thing for him. There's no sexual
thing there. Goes to show how difficult it is to find a quality woman.
Yeah.
Because if he was out there able to find one, I guarantee he wouldn't be spending
Richard,
500 euros for
Richard has a large degree of health problems. He has to take two... he suffers from really bad hypothyroidism, which got him to the point to where he's... His bones are so brittle, he has to be on constant calcium supplements.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his bones are very brittle. So I'm like, how are you going to be able to hold a doll or pick one up? And that's one of the main issues I'm going to, I guess, talk with Phil on. And that I guess, will bring the need for the lightening factors. Dolls are too heavy right now.
Now, I've got a question from yours, because the health issues, you know, I have the kidney disease and all that. Here lately, I've been kind of conflicted whether to bring up that to women I'm talking to or wait until I've been on a date.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why you shouldn't do that. Because a woman will basically leave you later for that health problem. Like, now, it'll attract baby bird syndrome girls. They're like, I got to take care of this man.
Forever,
I know that.
I mean, I'll always.
I know
have
that,
it,
but I'm just saying
I don't
that.
Plan on being.
They usually a mental, any kind of not a mental, but any kind
physical.
Of health, a physical health issue is usually the reason why a man is left. Well, this man doesn't have this problem. Like they'll deal with it for a while, but when they find a better option, if they can find a better option, if they can monkey branch to another option, especially now in this era, they will definitely do it. Or they will see other men on the side, and they know you're not going to do anything while you're in your injured state. So that's one of the main problems there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I think that means fear of dolls.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's like fear of puppets, fear of dolls, pediophobia. We're talking about Fearmonium. I'm finally showing off the first boss of the game.
Yeah.
Which looks pretty cool. And it's a puppet master.
Cool.
Yeah, again, the whole game is hand-drawn like Cuphead. I have no idea why GOG didn't take it. You have no
really
idea
good.
How bad I want to go to Poland and just like bang on their doors. Oh, why would you take this game? Who are you? It's like, here. It's right here. The developer said he'll give it to you. I just want to buy it DRM free.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's already DRM free. He just, it's like, I'd sell it. They don't want it.
But see, I do a lot better on, I do much better in person than I do on, you know, online dating. But I do very well on online dating too.
Right.
Depending on the app. Like Bumble is very, that's the best one for the least trashy women, I feel like.
Yeah, I suppose.
To me, anyway.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we've got more articles. CNBC, the Great Resignation is likely to continue as 55% of Americans anticipate looking for a new job, August 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Most Americans expect to look for a new job as the pandemic continues. Some 55% of people in the workforce, meaning they're currently working or actively looking for employment, said they are likely to look for a new job in the next 12 months, according to Bankrate's August Job Seeker Survey, published Monday. YouGov PLC conducted a survey of 2,452 adults for Bankrate from July 28th to July 30th. The survey comes at a remarkable time given the experience of the past year and a half, says Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate. There have been a lot of epiphanies and reckonings that have occurred during the time in respect to how we're prioritizing ultimately our values and, of course, how work fits into that. The data confirms trends seen in the labor market recently. While millions remain unemployed, certain industries are struggling to find workers. The unemployment rate fell slightly to 5.4% in July, but remains higher than pre-pandemic. Those claiming unemployment insurance benefits fell to a pandemic low of 2.82 million in the week ending August the 14th, although it is still elevated.
Okay.
At the same time, job openings surged to an all-time high of 10.1 million at the end of June, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The data lags the unemployment report by one month. Separations also edged up 5.6 million and the quit rate was 2.7 million, just below the April high of 2.8. Why people are looking to leave jobs? There's multiple reasons why Americans are looking to find new work, with flexible working conditions top of mind for job seekers, according to the survey.
Okay.
Some 56% of those surveyed said flexibility was their primary reason to look for a new job, topping higher pay and job security. This trend was the same even for the lowest paid workers. 52% of those making $30,000 or less still put flexibility as their top reason to find a new job over higher pay. Other surveys have shown similar results. Nearly 40% of consumers surveyed by Ally Bank in August said they're considering changing jobs in the next 6 months, citing remote work, career investment, and flexibility as top desires. Of course, the economic backdrop has given workers more leverage to negotiate than they have had in previous years. If there ever were a time for someone to be in a position to make a reasonable request of their employers, this would be the time, said Hamrick. On the other side of the coin, he said it's becoming increasingly important for employers to do what they can to not only attract new workers, but to retain the ones they have. Yep. How to prepare to leave your job. If you're considering leaving your job or looking for a new one in the next year, there's some money basics you can start now to make the process as stress-free as possible, according to Emily Schawel, Executive Director of Consumer Strategy and Innovation at Ally Bank. First is to make sure you have enough savings in place to continue to pay for essentials, such as rent, utilities, and food while you're working. Well, you don't need a woman to tell you that. This will help if you decide to leave your job before you have other employment secured. What is so critically important is to not feel like you're being forced to stay in a career or job because of money, Shalal said. That fundamentally starts with really understanding what your baseline expenses are. TFM can tell you that too. Once you've established those costs, you can begin to save an emergency fund to help you cover them during a period of unemployment. 6 months is what TFM recommends. While financial experts generally recommend 3 to 6 months of expenses, TFM says six. You might want to save even more depending on your field, she said. Another thing you can do is actively work on paying down any high interest debt you have, like credit card debt, to lighten your financial burdens during a period of unemployment. This includes strategizing repayment and looking to refinance your debt to lower your interest rate. If you aren't able to save as much as you like, or you find yourself unemployed for longer than you anticipated, you could also consider taking on part-time or gig work to offset your costs during your job search. This may also be a way to pay off debt faster and otherwise shore up your budget. So there you go.
I'll tell you, problem with that though, have you tried to have 6 months put back? It takes, it takes a long time nowadays because, I mean, it doesn't, it really does depend on the job you have and what you're getting paid now and what your current expenses are. Probably how much you're willing to cut back to, because you know, there's just some things. I want good toilet paper, a decent meal, and a place to put my head.
Right. It says eating disorders are stereotyped as only impacting women and girls. This is an insider article about eating disorder, but they're talking about men and how they look there. Muscle dysmorphia makes me feel like a man should feel. I kind of talked about this a little bit on my old article show. I might go ahead and bring that up a little later. But then we've got one that says parents must pay $30,441 for getting rid of son's porn catch.
Oh man.
This is an interesting one.
Heck of a porn catch.
Grand Haven. A judge has ordered a Western Michigan couple to pay $30,441 to their son for getting rid of his pornography collection. U.S. District Judge Paul Maloney's decision this week came 8 months later after David Working, 43, well, he was working on something, won a lawsuit against his parents. He said they had no right to throw out his collections of films, magazines, and other items. Working had lived at their Grand Haven home for 10 months after divorce before moving to Muncie, Indiana. Of course it's a divorce. The judge followed the value set by an expert, MLive reported. Working's parents also must pay $14,500 to their son's attorney. After moving to Indiana, Working learned that his possessions were missing. Frankly, David, I did you a big favor of getting rid of all this stuff, his dad said in an email.
He really did. If you got that much in porn.
Well, he got a lot of money. Well, they're going to be paying him back for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we'll talk about this.
Adult film star Ron Jeremy indicted on more than 30 counts of sexual assault.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll talk about this. Let's see what we got here. Okay, basically, a grand jury has indicted adult film... Ah, damn it. I hate when they do that. Adult film actor Ron Jeremy on more than 30 counts of sexual assault involving 21 women and girls across more than two decades, authorities said. Jeremy, 68, whose legal name is Ronald Jeremy Hyatt. I wonder if he's connected to the people that run the Hyatt hotels. Pleaded not guilty in Los Angeles Superior Court on Wednesday to all of the charges, which includes 12 counts of rape. This indictment, which was returned 19th of August and unsealed Wednesday, covers allegations from 96 to 2019 with victims aged 15 to 51. The counts appear to be identical to charges filed against Jeremy last year, which he also denied. In a tactical move also employed in their case against Harvey Weinstein, L.A. County prosecutors used secret grand jury proceedings to get an indictment that replaces the original charges, allowing them to skip a public preliminary hearing on the evidence and proceed to trial. Defense attorney Stuart Goldfarb said in an email that Jeremy's position is the same as when the criminal complaint was filed. He is innocent of all the charges. Jeremy has been held on charge at $6.6 million bail since his arrest in June of 2020. The indictment includes allegations that Jeremy raped a 19-year-old woman during a photo shoot in 96, raped a 26-year-old woman at a nightclub in 2003, and raped a 17-year-old girl at home in 2008. He is also charged with sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl in 2004. No trial has been set. Jeremy was told to return to court in October for a pre-trial hearing. Jeremy has been among the best-known and most prolific performers in the pornographic industry for decades, appearing in hundreds of films since the 70s. He has also made regular appearances in mainstream films and on reality TV shows. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to 10 counts of sexual assault and is also awaiting a trial. A judge dismissed an 11th count. Well, let me tell you one thing about it, because there are some people I know in that industry. One of them specifically said that she was a victim of it. And she specifically came out. Yeah, him. And there was another guy that called in to Drexel's show on that 500th, was that 100th episode or something like that? I can't remember. No, I think it was their 5,000 subscriber special. Basically, one guy called in and said that he knew, he was in the porn industry, and he knew specifically of many, many, many cases where people have said, stay away from that guy. There's many, many cases that said, stay away from him. A lot of this is true. He said, unfortunately, this is one of those situations where it is actually true. Yeah. And I do believe, I do possible, actually believe
but I do
in this
feel
situation.
Like they do need a... trial.
They need a trial. I'm not saying that he actually did it with all these people, but there's probably a good chance that he's guilty of some of this.
Well,
and,
I feel like it's probably all true, but if I was being accused of it, I would want my day in court before everyone already decided I should be executed, you know.
And we have another one. This one's kind of important. You probably heard about it.
Yeah.
Cook County judge strips mother of parental rights because she is not vaccinated. A Chicago mother says Cook County judge has taken away her parental rights after learning she is not vaccinated against COVID-19. And what all parties agree is a very unusual and perhaps unprecedented step. A judge at Chicago's Daily Center has stripped Rebecca Firlet of custody because she refuses to get a vaccination shot. I miss my son more than anything. It's been very difficult. I haven't seen him since August the 10th, Firlet told 32 News in an executive interview.
Hopefully she's fighting it in court. Because, I mean, that's already going against everything America's about. It's supposed, you know, your health is supposed to be between you and your doctor.
There's more to it than that. That's the day Firlet appeared in court via Zoom along with her ex-husband for a child support hearing involving their 11-year-old son. The two have been divorced for 7 years and share custody and parenting time. So this was a family court. Drexel, we need the fucking family court destroyed. She says, out of the blue, Cook County Judge James Shapiro asked her whether she had been vaccinated. Fearlet told Shapiro she had not because she has had bad reactions to vaccines in the past. Shapiro then ordered that Fearlet be stripped of all parenting time with her son until she gets vaccinated. Over the past 2 weeks, Fearlet has been able to talk to her son on the phone and through video calls, but has not seen him in person. I think that it's wrong. I think that it's dividing families, and I think it's not my son's best interest to be away from his mother, Fearlet said. Fearlet is now appealing the court order, saying the judge has no business taking away her parenting rights simply because she's not vaccinated. It had nothing to do with what we were talking about. He was placing his views on me and taking my son away from me, Fearlet said. Annette Fernholz, Fearlet's attorney, says the judge has overstepped his authority. In this case, you have a judge without any matter before him regarding the parenting time with the child deciding, oh, you're not vaccinated. You don't get to see your child until you are vaccinated. That kind of exceeds his jurisdiction, Fernholz said. You have to understand the father did not even bring this issue before the court. So it's the judge on his own making this decision that you can't see your child until you're vaccinated, Fernholz added. The attorney representing the father, Jeffrey Leving, says they were also surprised by the judge's decision, but they support the ruling, saying that given the pandemic, the child should be protected from an unvaccinated mother. There are children who have died because of COVID. I think every child should be safe, and I agree that...
The odds are so low.
I don't think any kid... What kids have died of COVID?
It's very few. I mean, there have been kids, but they've had underlying conditions. What is it? Kids with cancer.
Right.
Kids with,
right.
You know, all kinds of life-threatening. They're already fighting for their life. Yeah. I've had two nieces have it, and they're fine.
There are children who have died because... Okay. We talked about that. I agree that the mother should be vaccinated, Leving said. A spokesperson for Chief Judge Tim Evans and Judge Shapiro said they couldn't comment because of the ongoing nature of the case. Leving believes that Judge is breaking new ground that could now play out in other custody cases. There is no timetable on whether the appellate court will make a... Oh, yeah. Make its decision. I thought you couldn't sue a judge, though.
I don't know.
I think he should be sued out of his
position. I'm sure there's something you can do. Because, I mean, that's not a lawful decision. That would be like him saying, I just don't think you're a fit mother, so you need to go get an abortion immediately. You know, messing with telling someone they have to do something to their body or they lose their God-given right. It's ridiculous.
Okay, the last one we have is, again, this is a sentient article. DJHJ Media. I'm not familiar with that. It says, it was Donald Trump an all-time great president. There's like a poll there. I don't know. Well, we're going to read it. Pentagon favors foreigners over Americans on executions. This is an opinion piece. Why are we emptying Afghanistan while we stand by as Americans are in the process of being trapped and possibly becoming hostages of either the Taliban or ISIS-K? That's the special K version of ISIS, the healthier version of ISIS. We have evacuated 117,000 people from Afghanistan. Know how many of those are Americans? 5,400. That means we are rescuing 21.6667 foreigners for every American. Am I the only one who thinks that is lopsided? Why didn't we go throughout Kabul and rescue Americans? Biden and his minions said it wasn't possible. Well, it was possible for the British and the French. Are we militarily inferior to the French? These are people who planted trees along every major route and city because the Germans hate to march in the sun. Or were we too busy finding foreigners to pack the planes with? We could possibly leave more Americans behind than we evacuate. That would be the biggest disgrace this country has suffered since Biden's inauguration. Psaki said on a... I think that's her name. Psaki.
Whatever her name is.
Said on August 17th, during a briefing, we are, There have been, how the process works, I should say, I'll tell you, is that there are individuals who will self-identify as American citizens. That number is around 11,000. Beyond that, around the country, beyond that, though, there are individuals who may not have self-identified, who may come and request assistance and come to the airport. We're going to work to assist, of course, American citizens, but we also have a responsibility and an obligation to help the men and women who serve by our sides, many of your, the sides of your colleagues, as translators and as interpreters and our locally employed staff and others. Okay.
You know, they should get everyone out at one and out, send them throughout the world, not just America, because right now Biden's letting everyone from Mexico come over undocumented or with COVID. And is shipping them all over the U.S. now.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to basically outbreed current Americans so they can win every vote from then on out.
Okay, now, I'm going to go ahead and read the chats and then we'll be done. Okay, also the... Okay, Invader Tax says, also the anime girl throwing money is Mako from Kill la Kill. I've heard of weird kinks, but that's too much. Only pans. You know, I looked up pansexual, and I was trying to see if people were actually, like, attracted, if there was any pan porn on Pornhub.
Pan.
And yes. I found, like, one actual pan where somebody was trying to fuck a pan. But it's very rare. You cannot find too many people trying to have sex with pans. I guess cookware sex is just not all that popular.
It's people that can't commit, so they just have... It's basically polygamy, except without commitment.
So I posted an old man with a pan here, and he seems like he has just dropped everything into the floor. It's not very good. I guess the pan was kind of hot. No, it looks like the pan fucking broke. Holy shit. They said dropping pans like... Okay, Invader Tech, Fresno said, so Cuckafornia, pounds, UK, so pounds. Okay, pounds. That's like they're saying, oh, I've lost 100 pounds in America. Oh, that's great. Oh, I've lost 100 pounds in the UK. Oh, let's help you find it. Where do you think you left it? It's kind of a different thing. Oceani, get a doll, get a doll. Some dolls are under 2K. Oceani has a picture here with a guy in a cardboard waifu cutout. What the fuck is this from? Kind of curious. Show me what that's from. I want to see how this guy... How the hell is the cardboard waifu? It must have wheels. Bro, if it means that much, you can use these ASMR tits to... Oh. If it means that much, you can use these ASM artists. Okay. To make you an audio. Then you can have your little head pad or whatever the fuck. There's no reason to bother with these 304s. 304 is a hooker, by the way. Yeah. Some doll makers are making some major headway lightly on making dolls lighter. Great. And I'm sure we're going to talk with Phil about that. I am as interested in hearing about those innovations as you are. So, everything is on track. We had the storm. My power's still on. There's no issue. There's no reason why we won't have a show. So you guys better check us out. We'll let you know. God, I hope Drexel isn't doing anything because that would just be horrible. I wouldn't want to take away from him because I've got Phil and Richard on. I'd like to have him in there. If he'd like to come in, that would be great. Have him come in for a little bit. You know, he's got a creative content creator speaking role, so he would be able to talk. Of course, you guys are going to have to let me know if somebody jumps in like that so I can immediately turn the volume up and hook him up to speaker so that we can have him as part of it. Well, hold on, because I'll be recording that with my speaker, so if anybody jumps in, that means you guys preferably, you guys that have stage boss roles, I prefer you guys to be muted. You know, while we're doing the show, but, you know, again, if there's somebody like a content creator or something like that, we'll go ahead and let you talk. But of course, I will have a session where you guys can speak or where anybody can speak in the open mic if Richard and Phil want to spend some time, maybe half an hour or so after the show to address anything you need to talk about. So I want to give you guys the ability to talk to them too, because, you know, Drexel would do it, and I think it's only fair to do it here as well. So if they would want to spend some time and talk with you guys, that would be great. Hoshioni says, I've been wanting to make extremely light-jointed dolls. Whiplash says, impressive, very based. And Hoshioni says, they will also be cheaper and made in America. And then, of course, Hoshioni's posting the president from Metal Gear Solid Revengeance, which I guess I will play at some point. Whiplash posted a Chad with yes. Hoshioni, I also know my dolls would not be for everyone. Winter says, though everyone can have their 10, right? And Whiplash says, facts, bro. Yes. Yeah. Hoshioni, posting another anime thing here. Invader Tech says, the most surprising thing? It's the woman getting boned in family court. Still bullshit, though. Whiplash, the BDSM bandit, says, agreed, fuck the family court. Hoshioni says, yep, it's why I shared the article. Invader Tech says, I think it's pronounced Saki, silent P. Pan porn. He posts a laughing emoji. I'm going to call you Moon Runes. Moon Runes says, pan porn? What the fuck? That shit still exists?
What about personal pan porn?
And then Hoshioni replies, Rule 34 is absolute. Hoshioni says, it tags me and says, I don't know, it's been on my hard drive for ages. Oh, so he doesn't know what the hell that gif was with that girl with the cardboard, that guy with the cardboard girl. Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a bunch of anime, like 2 terabytes of it. Maybe I just happened to have downloaded that show somewhere. Oh, good lord. Tug is going to be on Drex's show tomorrow night. Now, we're going to be talking with Phil and Richard at 12 o'clock in the morning is what we picked. So it would be Tuesday at 12 a.m. So I don't know how long they're going to run, but we are starting at 12 a.m. I mean, I want to make sure, because it's going to be 6 a.m. in Britain. And we really don't need to do it any later than that. So if you guys can't catch it, that's going to suck. But, you know, we've got to do this, because there's really no other chance we can do it. So we'll see what's going on, because I figured, you know, yeah, Tug's a pretty big deal, too. I actually kind of want to listen to that. If I have to, I will wait. I will go and listen to Drexel's thing, and then after, when Drexel gets done, I'll wait until he's finished, and then I'll do mine. If you guys wouldn't mind coming in and listening to 2 interviews, I know some of you guys can be really tired from one, but I figured you guys might want to hear this with Phil and Richard, so we'll see how that goes. Because I figured Richard would actually want to be in there with Tug, and I figured that maybe even Phil might want to be in there with Tug. I want to hear from Tug. Tug's a pretty cool guy. My mother loves Tug's content. I can't wait to tell my 66-year-old mother watches his content all the time. So, she's a huge Johnny Depp fan. So she watches Tug to keep up with everything that's going on with Johnny. My mother is the kind of person that will Google Johnny Depp every day just to find out what he's wearing today, that day. Anyway, oh, she hates Amber Heard. She will not see Aquaman. She doesn't even want me to bring it. She doesn't want me to download it. Like, I'm not even allowed to support that movie, like, one bit. Be like, fucking, what is that where you disowned? Disowned? Oh, I disowned you. You're supporting Amber. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a little harsh for liking a crazy half-naked chick.
Crazy bitch that shit in the fucking bed. I got no respect for her anyway.
Cut his pinky tip off. Yeah, I guarantee you, I'd lose all attraction for someone that shit in my bed.
Right. Right.
Oh, man.
Well,
you gotta go, girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna try to do this all differently. He says that everything is fixed. So if everything is fixed and I can feature the videos again, then you should see this one. I'm going to try to feature every single video I make now. Like, if Doggett can post the Russian woman dancing around with her naked body, then I don't understand why I can't post half. I mean, dude, when I post my hentai thumbnails, there's not even any nakedness. There's lewdness. You know how we kind of like show a little bit, but not too much? I don't have full naked women on my videos. You know, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep it tasteful and let people check out the craziness when they see the video. But we're going to do that. Anyway, we'll just see what happens with this whole situation. But I know that... Hoshioni, mute yourself, please. I see that you're unmuted in the server. Anyway, I think we're probably about done. We want to thank our sponsor, Spinning Robot Pussy. I promise we're going to try to get the views up. The bug seems to have been fixed. Maybe people will come back. I'm also on Manosphere.tv at the Grim Lords Hentai Corner. And guess what, guys? That is an 18-plus site. So you can watch the Ditzy Demons Are in Love with Me either there. You could have actually done that a couple days ago. Or you can watch it here on MGTOW.TV right now. So check that out. And I know you guys don't like it. I'll just read something. I'll just start fucking reading Euphoria, okay? We'll just go right to the fucking crazy shit. We'll go to Maggot Bates. We'll just go into the fucking crazy shit because apparently that's what you guys want. Or Starless. I can do all that on Manosphere.tv. Matter of fact, if you only want hentai, go to Manosphere.tv and check the hentai corner. And yeah, it's so funny, dude, because... like, my shit's getting featured. You'll see Bulldog Mindset. You'll see Terrence Pop. You'll see Donovan Sharp. And then all of a sudden you see, here's the Ditzy Demons in Love with Me. And other guys, like, I just wonder what the PUA guys are thinking. These guys that are just like, did that guy, like, who has the real balls here? To post fucking hentai on the site where all these big PUA alpha guys are like, hey, here's how you get... And literally, the names of the videos are like, wear this to attract women. Do this to attract women. Yeah. I'm serious, like... And I'm like, here's the hentai waifus, guys! And there's a big banner for Donovan Sharp right on top of the thing. So, I'm just looking... I'm basically imagining Donovan Sharp going to Manosphere.tv. He's looking, and he sees the hentai... And he's just face-palming. And he's got his head under... He's like, oh my god.
This is where this is
what it is now. And, I mean, I'm waiting for the curiosity moment. When curiosity strikes one of these men. And they're just like, okay, I gotta see what the fuck's going on here. And they run into Euphoria. And they run into Maggot Bates. And some of these guys, they're very, very moral-based. And they see the crazy shit, and they're like, oh my god, what am I watching? And that's what I'm waiting for. They're like, this guy is a fucking absolute degenerate. And then I've won. As far as I'm concerned, I've won. I've beat the PUA. Okay, so basically, I think we're done. I've rambled enough. And you guys have a great day, night, whatever. Thanks to our sponsor again,
Spinning Robot Pussy,
which fits in dolls you can buy from the-doll-house.com.
Or
that's
just
Phil.
Fun. You don't have to have a doll. It's
well, that yeah, but these fit in dolls.
But it
these
is
specifically
a
are made to fit
for
in dolls.
Yeah.
So go ahead and grab those. Hope you guys. Enjoyed everything,
right.
And we are out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.